My name is Kirsten Devereux, nee Simons, and I graduated from St. Norbert College in 1998. I am a nurse unit manager of a multi-trauma rehab unit. I am a mum of two delightful boys, aged 9 and 12, and I'm married to an ex-student, John Devereux. So we are a family of four, plus a fur baby, a little labradoodle named Jack. My memories of St. Norbert College. Some memories that stand out to me were the Year 8 and 10 camps, which really pushed me outside my comfort zone. But both events actually secured me some lifelong friends, which is pretty special. A defining memory was probably when I was appointed the Magdeburg House Captain in Year 12. During campaigning, I really struggled. I didn't have much self-confidence as a Year 11 and 12-year-old. I was not the strong sports person or one of the popular kids, and I didn't think I had a chance. But when I was nominated and successfully appointed, it really enlightened me to the fact that leaders come in all shapes and sizes and have different qualities that can be inspiring and relatable to others. It was magnificent. In 1998, we saw Magdeburg win a house carnival after a very long dry spell. I was really excited when my children started at St. Norbert's because I thought they might be Magdeburgians, but the Xanton side of the family took over. We've also had wonderful opportunities to attend many performing arts festivals where we had the opportunity to see some of the current and ex-students showcase their acting and musical skills, which was something that my family as a student would attend every year. Some of the life lessons that I learned while I was at St. Norbert's remain in my memories quite fondly and quite strongly. And that was around the importance of living with compassion and forgiving, the importance of honesty and integrity in relationships, and the importance of responsibility. Advice for current students: be true to yourself. Don't try to be someone else and don't compare yourself to anyone else. You're unique. God gave you that. It's important not to try to keep up with the Joneses. Be kind to others and yourself. Make meaningful relationships. Ask for help. If at first you don't succeed, don't give up. Challenge yourself with learning something new every day and have fun, but make good choices. I found it to be a wonderful, safe community. I felt safe to express myself, inquire and grow through some of the most vulnerable years of growing into an adult. During the 5 years that I was there, I learned to trust my instincts, how to make meaningful connections with my peers and teachers, and also consolidate my faith and Catholicism there. So whilst I didn't do as well as I'd hoped in my TE in Year 12, my time at St. Norbert's actually taught me not to give up on my goals and to look for other pathways or ways to achieve my goals. So I actually returned to college as an adult to repeat my TE and went on to complete undergrad, postgrad and master's. And that sort of community has stayed with me, that sense of community and pastoral care and compassion through all of the different sorts of career choices that I've made. I've looked for similar communities, workplaces that have the same supportive environment, and that's why my husband and I, both being ex-students when our children were ready to start high school, we couldn't find anything better and we wanted the same opportunities for our children as we had in the same start in life. So my 12-year-old started at St. Norbert's this year in Year 7, and that's what makes St. Norbert special to us. It was the beginning of our family, and hopefully it will be the continuation and part of the legacy of our family as well.